Since January, the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, or WEDA, has loaned more than $8 million to 73 immigrants who have what are known as ITIN numbers. The IRS began issuing ITINs in 1997 to immigrants who don't have Social Security numbers so the federal government could collect income taxes from them. This week, the city of Madison is set to adopt a similar loan program using community development block grant funds. But State Senator Glenn Grothman says it's wrong to loan money to people who may be here illegally. His bill would forbid WEDA from doing so, and he's considering amending it to block Madison's program, too.
It makes a mockery of anybody who's waiting to get in this country legally. It makes a mockery of our Border Patrol. I cannot think of another crime in which we specifically set up a program designed to benefit people who break the law.
Housing Authority Director Antonio Riley says citizenship status shouldn't be the only criteria for owning a home. He says the loan program is a response to the doubling of Wisconsin's Latino population in the past decade, and he adds the home loans are only going to people with a proven work history.
They're living in this country. They're working in this country. They're our next-door neighbors in many cases, earning a decent living. What are we going to do? Take them all and send them back? Or are we going to say, look, you're here. We want you to be here with assets and making the contributions to our society.
When you balance the program with the public good that it's doing, I think that it's a no-brainer that this program should be supported.
That's Mike Semin of the Wisconsin Bankers Association, a group that supports the loan program. He says many private banks already provide home loans to people with ITIN numbers because it brings more stability to neighborhoods populated by immigrants. In addition, housing authorities in Illinois and several other states are considering copying Wisconsin's plan. Madison City Council member Austin King says the bottom line is, regardless of citizenship status, many immigrants are paying taxes.
The irony of our federal government's schizophrenia over immigration is that while we claim that these members of our community are illegal, we also force them to pay taxes and actually provide them numbers so that we can track whether they're paying their taxes.
Despite getting committee approval, many city council members oppose the immigrant loans, but King expects it to pass. Senator Grothman says he plans a hearing on his bill to kill the programs before the end of the summer. Meanwhile, a new bipartisan bill introduced last week in the U.S. Senate by Senator John McCain and Senator Ted Kennedy could pave the way for a limited amnesty for many of the undocumented immigrants the Wisconsin Home Loan Program is targeting. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.